days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
So here we are again, and even though the last podcast was meant to be the last podcast before PJ became a dadarino, it turns out we're still here, and there's still no sign of him becoming a dadarino.
As I said, I have no idea how anyone can be pregnant for a year and a half, but well done to Kelly. She has absolutely made it. She is building an elephant.
Because genuinely, when we did the podcast the last time, we thought, no, by the time the next one rolls around, you'll have been a dad.
Absolutely sure.
Kids will have arrived. Happy-go-lucky.
I honest to God think they're going to fall out with beards and motorcycles at this stage. It's getting to this. It's gone on so long.
Look, you'll get an awful lot of the kind of awkward stuff out of the way. They'll have their teeth, so you won't have to go through that. They'll have already learned to walk. They'll probably have, to be fair to you, they'll have probably graduated.
I mean, so that's where the smoke was coming from. I mean, I knew
they've graduated and everything. Yeah.
It's gas though, because
straight to jobs.
It's like this weird thing where I was telling everyone, this is the week, and nothing happened, right? So now every time I meet someone, they're like, so? And you knew us?
Yeah.
And like, I forget. I go into my own. I'll be there going, not really. You know yourself, sure. I'm still doing away in the radio and all. How are you? And they're like, not that, you fucking angel. I'm talking about, have you had a baby?
Yeah.
And they're going, Jesus, yeah.
It is the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Like, even I get asked about it, which is very weird, by the way. Can I just point out that? Like,
I love the way you're seen.
People come up to me and ask me about you and your kids and stuff. I'm like, I'll tell you what, there's two things really apply there, right? One is, I don't know. The other is, I don't fucking care.
Yeah,
I've enough shit in my own life.
Jim doesn't even talk about his own young lad. Like, Jim just carries on. Jim's got too much going on. The last thing he wants to do is talk about two that aren't even born yet. Belong to him.
It's the forefront of people's minds, because even, so Lucy Kennedy, who a lot of people will know, works next door to us.
Yeah.
Okay. And during the course of one of the shows during the week, PJ at about 9 o'clock ran out. And without, I'm not going to get vulgar about it, but he needed to visit the toilet. The bathroom.
For the sitting down version.
Exactly, quite hurriedly.
Yeah, quite hurriedly. So I need to run away. And then,
when you went down, Lucy literally came in and said, Is it happening? And I said, what? PJ going for a shite? And he was like, No, is it baby time? And I went, no.
It's because she saw me running past the window.
That's it. She just assumed, emergency!
That man would never run unless it was an emergency. And let's say it kind of was. But it's a different type.
It was an emergency number 9.
But it's all anyone thinks about when they meet you. You know, now I feel like I'm reduced to these other people, Jim. I'm not into that, you know. Now I know what it's like to be a woman. Yeah. I feel reduced to being, you know, nothing but a vessel for
actually,
humanity.
Actually, you know, what you're starting to understand now? What it's like to be me.
Yeah. I did not know you were a woman.
No. What it's like to be me, because basically now you've stopped being the most important person and these kids that are going to arrive have taken over. So you're now like, everybody wants to know about your kids.
Yeah.
Instead of you. So it's like when everybody walks up and he goes, how's PJ anyway?
Oh yeah.
Grand.
Oh jeez, I don't know how you put up with it. I hate it. Oh, I'm not into it at all.
PJ, which is he? No, because literally I'm in my own home.
No, because I don't live with him. As much as we joke about PJ, you being the carer in this situation, it's not actually true.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, that's someone else's job.
There's a little bit of entertainment involved in that.
The theatre of the mind. So it's not always everything we say isn't like gospel exactly, yeah.
But so that'll be, like, you know, you're basically going to suddenly become peripheral.
Peripheral, yeah.
In your own life.
Well, I think I won't, actually. I think I'm just not going to teach them to speak, for a start. And there'll be no school. Constant lies about the grandiose reality of the world and all that, you know.
Yeah. That'll be interesting now when it comes to kind of schooling and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
That could be quite... Because, I mean, obviously, their mother is a scientist.
She's a scientist, yeah.
You know, she's like a very intelligent lady and all that sort of stuff. Works in a very important job and all those kind of things. And, just saying, depending on what aspirations she may have for their education and how far they take it academically and whatnot, homework could be interesting.
This is it. So we were actually sitting there the other night, and I think I told you this. We were sitting there watching TV, you know, and out of nowhere she kind of goes, you know the way you always say that school isn't worth a fuck? She goes, could you not say that to the kids? I was there going, oh, Jesus, here we go.
Oh, it started already. They're not even here.
And then she goes, and you know the way you always say homework is probably really bad for people because it teaches you to take your work home and you've never understood why they make kids do it in the first place. You say, yeah, yeah, I do think that. She's like, maybe you shouldn't say that either. They're going, why?
Wow.
I do believe that. I do believe that homework is a completely unnecessary, pointless thing that teaches people to bring their work home when you should be taught to turn off the fucking tap and go home and do nothing. I do believe that. You should be allowed to be at home and like at but peace this, in your own time.
This is a very serious issue. You're being challenged on long held views here now.
Long held views.
This is gonna, like, you're going to come into like conflict over the fact that you literally, you are the man who invented the phrase "give up on your dreams."
Give
kids.
Up on your dreams. That's how I want to raise them. Whatever it is you think you can do, you most probably can't. That's the truth. That's the absolute truth. There's a handful of halfwits who do make it, and in fairness, they have advantages I can't fucking give you. I don't have millions.
That's amazing.
Or abilities. Yeah. And you're definitely not going to get athletic prowess from either of us.
Yeah.
So give up on your fucking dreams.
That'd be amazing.
You have to just pick something you like.
When one of them comes home and goes, I didn't make the team, Dad.
And of course
I told
didn't.
You were brutal.
Of course
I've
you
seen
didn't.
You play. You're fucking rubbish. Why did you even go for it?
I told, what's the point? Just buy a jersey and come support the Bows.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. If you'd have asked me, I would have said to you, don't bother your brutal.
I mean, come on. Like, we'll just go to McDonald's next Sunday instead.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm thinking that I'd like to go to Trinity for college. Don't be ridiculous.
Your ma went.
You're not intelligent enough.
Your ma went to Trinity. You haven't... But compared to her, you were catching flies with your teeth yesterday.
Yeah, your ma went to Trinity and she ended up with me.
Yeah.
Don't be wasting your time.
Yeah, look, it was worth nothing to her. Literally worth nothing to her. I'm being serious. Look how hard your ma works. Is that what you want for yourself? Now look at me. I didn't even fucking go to school. Do you want to be like me or do you want to be like her? I choose me.
This is, I tell you,
give up
man,
on your dreams. You know?
I mean, I know the book is coming out or whatever, the memoir, but you've got to follow it up with parental advice.
I have to do the guru.
The unbelievable parental advice.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You must be the only person that would actually, like, you would actually say that to your kids.
I am going
the
to say that
of,
to the
like,
kids.
You know, look, let's be clear, right? School is a waste of time, right?
Pretty much.
If it was up
once
to
you
me,
learn the basics.
If it was up to me, you wouldn't be going, right?
Not, because not to be for full days, you, anyway.
There's a whole load of chores in the house that you could be doing that would make my life easier. So there's that.
And it's not like you're not going to learn to speak. You know, if you're really into reading and writing, you can do that too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're going to pick up the skills you need, you know?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, you know...
I mean, certainly, the idea of going till you're nearly in your early 20s is ludicrous.
Yeah, and also, they have to know early, you're never going to own a home. None of you are. You haven't a hope in hell.
Yeah.
It's cost £1 million to buy a house in Ballymun or Darndale or Finglas or Merino or everywhere. It costs £1 million. It's £1 million fucking everywhere. By the time you're alive, you won't be a hope in hell. You have to just... Here's your dreams, I'll be saying. Just look forward to me being dead. Because at least you'll get... You know, at least I managed to get onto the ladder. You know? So hopefully by the time I last long enough to pay it all off, and then you can live here.
Yeah.
There's a dream. There's
and
a realistic
if
aspiration.
If I don't last that long enough, sure, you can inherit my debts. And there you go.
Yeah.
And you're welcome.
And it'd still be cheaper than you buying a house. Because at least you'd be able to afford them. You know, they'll be realistic debts, you know, that you can achieve. You have your whole life to fail
amazing.
For them.
This is the greatest parental advice
yeah,
ever.
Oh, yeah. And
You're like the Dr. Phil of Irish parents. You're
yeah,
like,
I'd love to go on that show.
Yeah. When they hear you say, follow your dreams.
Yeah. So most people say, follow your dreams. Anything can be achieved. We're going to talk to a man from Ireland who says, the best way to enjoy your life is to hope for nothing and wish for less. Is that right? I'm fucking telling you, Phil, I'm onto something. I'm onto something here, Phil, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know,
So, your latest book, BJ, What a Load of Bollocks. what inspired...
What inspired it, Phil? Let me say this, Phil. You know the way there's only one person in the whole world that has a show like yours, which goes on for a chancer's amount of time? And let's be facing this, you're probably cheating on your wife. Well... Those of us who live honestly don't really have a chance. So I'm going to just put that out there that, you know, it's a much more likely they'll be like me than they'll be like you.
I'm telling you something. Literally, as soon as this podcast is over, the feckin' publishing houses are going to be beating the door down to get their hands on this this book.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah, it's not exactly,
Parenting with PJ.
Yeah. The motivation you need to be a parent. Who cares? Who cares?
Do you know something? Well, actually, I think we have to turn it into a show. We'll have to turn it into a show where you can, like a sitcom.
It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Where you can literally lecture your kids on life's, you know, life's issues, day-to-day life issues.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Well, in the most anti kind of...
Most anti sort of way, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, that... I really need... Why can't I do what I want to do? Jimmy's father lets him do. Jimmy's father's a prick. Yeah. And I don't care. You know, that's...
You'd make feckin', what's his name, Ed Bundy or whatever it is from Married with
Children. Or Ted Bundy, yeah.
Or whatever.
Is it Ted, or is he the murderer? One of them is a murderer.
One of them, anyway, yeah. You'd make him look like Father of the Year.
Al Bundy. And in fairness, the older I get, the more I can relate to Al Bundy. You know, life is a constant tiring grind of erosion until you're just a pebble that floats into the sea and disappears, you know.
Brilliant.
So
that got quite Dalai Lama there for a minute. Another one of your favourites.
There's another chancer. Yeah. Ah, thou can be anything thou wants if you're born into a monarchy and inherit a whole country that the world supports for not much reason.
Yeah. And the other thing I can't wait for as well is, I know I'm going a few years in advance. You've got to get through all the kind of like shitting themselves and you know, puking on your stuff.
Yeah.
But what, like, you know what I mean? But then the hard stuff starts.
Yeah, this is it. This is what everyone tells me. Yeah.
In fairness, what I'm
then they start wanting
to
money and all.
It's the bit where you have to go to their school and do like the parent teacher meetings.
Yeah, I won't be doing any of that.
Can you imagine
I'm not doing it. Yeah, I won't. I don't care. Literally, that's what I'll say. I don't care.
You will turn around and go,
I don't care.
Are you serious? You're asking me to go to a parent-teacher meeting. I didn't go to school when I was enrolled in it. Now you want me to go voluntarily.
To your school? Are you saying the only reason you're going to school is because I'd go to jail if you didn't? Right?
Yeah.
That's it, you know, I'll be like, yeah,
you
yeah.
You want me to voluntarily go into a school?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
To hear what?
So that I can find out that my kids are failing in some regards.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that they're better than me.
Yeah, yeah. Or this one's doing really, because it's twins, this one's doing great, the other fella keeps banging his head off the wall. Well, like, tell him to stop it, because that's all I can do.
Yeah.
You know, or else just send them home. I don't know. Like, what do you want me to, you know?
Yeah. Especially if they turn around and say, like, what are you going to do about it? Excuse me. I'm not going to do anything about it.
I can't do anything.
I pay you.
Yeah. I'm not going to
not worry about them. You're from 9 in the morning.
I mean, you're the teacher slash babysitter slash, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
General carer.
Yeah.
You sort it out.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, you're the one that gets 3 months holidays every year. So maybe you could help out. Maybe you have time. I don't. Here. You know, yeah. So
absolutely we're working amazing. Out
and then they're saying creches and all. You have to go to a creche and all this for like a few years and the whole lot. And the price. First of all, you can't get in. It's like trying to get into you know, the Chapo Club or one of these places. You know that you have to be an exclusive member and the whole. You have
to right, okay.
Register your kids to get in before they're even born.
Oh, you see, you're one of them.
Well, no, she does. I don't want any of them.
Where they're like they're two and they're wearing a three-piece suit.
Oh, no, this is just a regular crash. This is just a whole regular thing. You know, you can't get into them, so you have to register them before they're born and all this, and then it's like cost $2,000 a month or something.
Oh my!
But you're like,
so $2,000.
At least $2,000 a month. You know.
Oh my God!
So in there, I'll give up my job. And then Kelly was going, no, you can't give up, because it only happens for a couple of years, so it negates one salary, but then they eventually don't need the crash, and we start to make that money back. I was like, listen, I have no problem not going back to work.
How do you
gave up on my dreams.
What do you mean, you make that money back? What, they start work as soon as they finish the crash?
No, as in...
Like, you owe us about $15,000 at this stage, each.
Yeah, yeah, see... Yeah, okay.
So you better start working. That's all I'm saying.
I'll be getting on paper round. What's a paper round? So they not do that anymore. No delivering papers into houses now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it. It's like $2,000 a month.
Do you know what I think might be? The best way out for you might be to, you know, if you're going to like keep it real and consider costs, it might be to sit them down where they can finally kind of understand you and say, look, the way forward is prison, okay?
Yeah.
Fed. Roof over your head. That's all I'm saying. Other people are going to tell you to try and get on the property ladder. I'm going to say,
yeah.
This is a different sort of renting where you get your meals.
In fact, they pay you. You get like if you do your chores, you get like a fiver a week. And everything is free.
Yeah.
And if you're really good and you commit a terrible enough crime, you'll go to the good prison. You won't be locked up with all the other fellas.
Yeah.
You'll be in isolation. Yeah. They'll take you for walks.
All you need is one really decent financial crime and you could be set for a good few years.
Like, seriously, just take down the bank. Take it down. Go in there and just take. Now, don't take too much because then you're in business and they'll love you.
Yeah.
But take, you know, just a couple of hundred million.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, you know, out yourself, write a book. You'll get out when you're 60 and you'll be retired. You'll actually have a few quid.
So if anybody ever says to you, crime doesn't pay, they're liars.
They are liars, though. Crime pays.
It's done very well for some people.
It's the only people the revenue can't get, you know. Yeah, so.
And in fairness, how many times have we been told we're stealing a living?
Well, I am. You come to work every day, you poor whore.
And speaking of that work,
let's
give you a little sampling of us from during the week, shall we? Actually, funny enough, kids featured a fair... Well, I say kids, that's not strictly true. That's
Gen Z.
Young people's adults. Expressing us. But anyway, yeah, they did feature a lot, in fairness. And funny enough, in relation to things like jobs as well.
Yeah, so they did. So it was like the job titles that are now creeping into the marketplace that didn't exist before is a big thing.
Funny enough, prisoner didn't feature.
No, but it will.
Might do.
But they won't be Gen Z. They'll be God Generation Wacko or whatever they're going to be. It'll be a different thing.
Also, you know, as we found out, PJ is not your archetypal in just about any form whatsoever. And apparently there are two types of men in the world.
Yeah, there's two types
of
men.
Although I think we disproved that.
Although at the end you'll see how I came to a great burdening knowledge of such things.
Cleverly came to a different conclusion.
Anytime Jim goes, this will be good. You know.
And since actually we were talking about the potential education of PJ's kids, what they might end up studying, which turned out to be very weird, what they might end up studying in the future made an appearance as well. Apparently you can do college courses in just about anything.
Just about anything now.
Or who, as the case may
and
be.
And it's still worth about as much as my acting degree.
And then, of course, we found out once again, as we always do, never a week goes by on our show where we don't find out that we're old and out of touch.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for that.
Even with language, apparently, now, we don't even know what young people are saying.
Well, maybe Jim doesn't, but this snazzy jazz boy over here is so full of cool slicking that you just don't know the making of a chicken. So there you go.
Wow. Have a listen. We'll talk to you the other side.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Taylor Swift is now... there's a college course based on her.
Wow.
So if you want to go to the University of Arizona State, you can go there and there's a whole year now dedicated to, and a course dedicated to Taylor Swift, PhD student Alexandra Wormley. She says the course is basically using Taylor Swift as a semester-long example of different phenomenon. So it's not just her, it's the world through her eyes, gossip, relationships, revenge. They show that it's not...
Gossip,
really,
relationship, revenge.
Gossips, yeah.
Wow.
All these different things that you can study through the eyes and through the experiences of Taylor Swift. So you can get a degree in Taylor Swift now.
Oh my God.
Actually, not sure it'd be very useful.
Was there a college course that Hozier was being used as a... Did somebody use Hozier in a college course? Did I see that recently?
That does sound familiar. You're ringing bells there now, all right. And they definitely had a young offenders question in the Leaving Cert last year.
That's true.
Yeah.
You were on the Leaving Cert syllabus.
Well, the lads were. I don't think I was really involved
they probably would have had to specialise in Barry Walsh. It's probably a general young offenders course that you have to specialise in Barry Walsh.
Yeah, it wasn't like, how do you justify a Dublin person in this Cork show when he's 25 years older than everybody else in it? So it wasn't really that specific, I say. But it just shows.
I mean, that's a worrying prospect, isn't it?
That you can have a degree in a celebrity or a degree...
Well, I mean, I suppose it depends on what kind of job you ultimately see yourself getting. I think you'll find I have a PhD in Taylor Swift.
It's a
bit of a weird thing to say. What gig are you going for?
Other than
her management or something.
I guess so, yeah. Imagine sitting around the pub and all.
Who's to say that in years to come, I mean, like with what you've achieved in your career.
Oh, Jim.
Who's to say that you won't be studied by the great children of Ireland, the future children of Ireland, your own included, may yet study the life and works of the great PJ Gallagher.
Dear God.
Do you know what I mean? Up there alongside W.B. Yeats and people like that, there will be PJ Gallagher, his life, his work, and what he has left us in society.
My God. Imagine that. Yeah, so you go into the arts block of Trinity College and they're going, yesterday we spoke about Oscar Wilde and how he was a big part of the city. Bram Stoker, who of course wrote Dracula, just down the road from where we are. But today, equally as culturally and artistically relevant, we'd like to show you the dirty old one.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, that could be it.
So
that could be, and you might have to do, if you had to do exams in it. What do you do, what exam are you doing today? I've got my oral dirty Elvin. Sorry, what? Yeah, I've got to do my oral exam in the dirty Elvin. What? How do you do that? Well, you have to do that.
Come here, Jimmy.
You have to learn all the phrases and
please
deliver them
this
and everything.
Phrase from season one, episode three.
Come here, you Jimmy. Sit in me lap. Remember the fair of you realms when they pulled the trousers off you?
Yeah.
Oh, threw them out the window.
Or I did see a lad standing outside the examination room going, What are you doing? What are you doing? Just trying to get me, just perfect me Jake Stevens here.
Does anyone know how to spell?
I'm telling you, man. That could be the future.
Finally, someone would be able to say, you're wasting your life going to college, and be right. If they were studying anything like that, but it just shows, doesn't it?
You can go in any direction.
You can literally go in any direction. You can get a degree in anything. Probably not that useful. You know, I can't imagine going to get a visa for Australia or the United States and them saying, what are your qualifications? Well, I think what we all know, and American AIDS is another Taylor Swift fan. As you can see, I have a PhD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk to the Hand. Oh no, what's her song? That's not even her song. Is that Beyonce?
Talk to that. Shake it off.
And why do you think you should be allowed into the United States? Well, as my education says, the haters gonna hate, and the takers gonna take. But when you let me into the States, I shall shake it off.
It
off.
And listen, if it helps at all, I do have an undergraduate in Dirty Elvin.
Yeah.
So, if that's not good enough, we pull the trousers off.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Slang changes everything, you know? And we are so out of date, man. When me and Jim were growing up on the street, us two groovy cats, we were slick willies. And let me tell you, there wasn't no city slickers that were...
I just want to point out I did not grow up on any of those streets that he's talking about.
I don't know where
those streets are.
I saw Jim. He used to
walk
around.
Nobody ever spoke like
with
that.
With an onion on his belt, which was the style at the time.
An onion?
That's from the Simpsons as well, isn't it? And they call him Jimmy Onion. And then when he started doing it, all the cool cats started hanging with the Onion Boys. That was the gang.
Wow.
If you're ever wondering why fingers has a scent of onions, it's because of all those cats.
I think I've just realised why we were never cool.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, people like to think, back in the day, I tell you, I was right on trend. I don't think we ever were.
I really don't think so. And nowadays we're so out of it because they're saying that with Gen Z, they have their own language and slang and everything as well, completely, and they've more access to each other than we ever did when we were around, because no internet. So people over 45, they say, are literally scratching their heads at the slang that people in Gen Z use. Things like,
okay, hit me, bro. Hit me with some of your down phrases.
Okay, if I said, that guy is chung. I mean, he's so chung. He's lang. Now, I will say, I apologise to all Gen Z people listening going, please stop this. It hurts. It hurts.
Chewing.
Like choo-choo, but with an NG at the end of it.
So G at the end of it. And then as a result of that, they become lang.
Yeah, so if you're
drunk. Are they
you're
drunk?
Very attractive if you're chung.
Oh.
And if you're lang, it's sort of a beautiful object or a person. So if you're attractive, you're chung. But man, you're so chung, you're ling.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You slap.
I beg your pardon?
You're slapping, man.
You're slapping.
So chung and ling that
is
you're
that
slapping.
Is that a ball joke?
No, but it should be. But it actually just means something that's desirable.
I'm slap.
So you're chung and ling. You're so chung and ling. You're like literally the biggest slapper on the train. Woo! That hits different, yo. That hits different.
I know
different.
That one. Hits different is kind of... better, is it?
Yeah. Describe something that's kind of out of the ordinary, yeah. So if you're eating a pizza, say, and it's better than ever, or better than normal pizza, whatever, you go, that hits different. You know, like...
Right.
And if you have a...
Is that also still lang and slap as well? Because it's different. No,
I think this is more about now everyday nouns and not people, you know.
Like, right,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you'd say she hits different. Maybe you would, especially if you asked for it. but then there's charge it, which means accept it and move on. So if someone says to you, you know, oh, I just got bad news at work and got fired and my girlfriend broke up with me, your mate would just say, yeah, you know what to do, charge it. Yeah. Better to be sacked than aired. That's what they might say. Aired means to be ignored completely.
Better to be sacked,
yeah,
than aired.
Well, sacked is just my word. But, you know, better to be thrown out your job than just aired. Or, you know, better to have had a fight with someone than just be aired, you know, which is just to be ignored, you know. Or,
wow.
And peng describes someone who... It's a lot of it is very attractive or of desirable, you know. If something is peng.
Right.
So I might look at your car and go, oh, you cleaned it. Very peng. That is peng peng, man. Pang pang. Pang pang, Jim. Every time I see you, I think that guy is pang pang.
Throughout this whole thing, Emily, who's a lot closer to Gen Z than either you or I, has been shaking her head. And that's only at the times when she doesn't have it in her hands.
Well, that's just because she's totally gassed at my drip outfit. Just want to say, that is the kit thing. I would never give someone like her the ick because I'm way too fresh, man. Period.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's all sorts of men out there, I tell you.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And when it comes to what they say, apparently there's actually exactly three types of men. That's what they're saying now.
Only three?
Yeah, because they do these surveys and research things all the time. This time last year there was five, but apparently researchers have narrowed it down now to three different types of men. Yeah. So they did. Yeah, so there's the stories are stupid. Neo-traditionalist men who largely follow traditional gender roles. And then there's egalitarian men who seek more equal partnerships in their lives. And meanwhile, the progressive men have regular conversations with partners to adjust who does what. And honestly, they go into whys and hows of explaining all this, but I couldn't be bothered because they're going to change their mind again next year.
Yeah.
This comes around all the time.
That's too scientific-y and it is. Complex and everything.
Whatever happened to our lads just saying there's two types of people in this world? You know, yeah, that way? Two types of men. Men who check for paper and men who just sit down and go to the toilet. Hope for the best. Well, wow. These were all the advice.
Wow.
You know?
You've kind of stumped me there because now I'm trying to wonder which I think I'd probably end up being the second.
Yeah, we are. Jim knows how to live a life full of adventure.
On the edge.
Yeah, on the edge.
I used to like that one, you know, that they used to say, there's three types of men. There's those who make things happen. There's those who watch things happen. And there's those who wonder what happened.
You know something, once again, I have a feeling I've just been slighted.
No.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah,
at least you know what people are talking about there as opposed to going into your, you know.
Egalitarian.
And your neo, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like, the simple stuff was easier. There's two types of men in the world. Men who make life easier and men who make life harder. There's two types of men in the world. Men who make you perform better and one who make you perform worse. You know, there's all these ones. Men who will be happy to do the work and men who are happy to let them.
Now
we found something that we can relate to.
Suddenly it's all falling into place.
Now I'm starting to see the science in this. See, this makes much more sense than all the research the scientists have done.
Yeah.
You know, this is the good stuff, isn't it?
I thought you were going to go into one of your, you know, the way famously you're a big fan of the Dalai Lama.
Oh, that feckin' spoofer. Yeah. Absolute spoofer.
I thought you were going to go down that road. I thought it was all going to be, you know.
Oh, no, not his.
Men who know the value of nature's.
He's a.
Whatever.
There's two types of people in the world. Men who say that it is, or the likes of the Dalai Lama who say it like it means something while stating the obvious. You know, men who wake up and see the light shall move through the day with vision. Really? What genius? What absolute genius? Men who sleep at night shut down their brains so that the refreshment will bring them to the breakfast. What are you talking? I know. There's even tablets for it. You know.
Wow.
That's the thing. There's too much pop psychology. There's also two types of people in the world. People who narrow.
This should be interesting now. I'm holding my breath for this one.
I'm working on a bit of knowledge here, okay?
Okay, right.
People who say there's two types of people in the world. And all
those who know what they're talking
about.
I know
there's loads of different types, right?
Absolutely brilliant. The Dalai Lama would be proud of that one.
Yes.
Yeah, write that down. Did you get that one?
I'm going to use that. Book Deepak Chopra.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. The new generation. Things are changing so rapidly with the new generation. They're just not hanging around anymore. They want things to be different. You know, if you're aged 18 to 24 now, and apparently you expect an annual promotion in your job. So every year you expect to be promoted in some way. And if not like that financially, it's like definitely with being more... Well, I suppose more recognised. So a new title. Title inflation is what they're calling it.
Title inflation.
Title inflation. So job descriptions have changed. So back when you and me started, well, when Jim started, it was like, you know, the fact controller or whatever, the Beyond Roles or, you know, that...
The
fact controller.
Oh, fact.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were being rude there.
No, not at all.
And calling me the fat controller.
Not at all. No, sure, you would have only been a little fella. I suppose Sergeant Major, whatever. He was one of the Brits, but they were still here, you know, back then. And it was Vice President and Manager and those normal names. But apparently in the workplace now, new titles and new names are coming in. So they have like, you can be the guru. The guru in waiting, or you can be
The guru in waiting.
Yeah.
So you don't even get the guru title. You're the guru in waiting.
Well,
you'll eventually get there.
You can't just get to be a guru, Jim. You have to be a guru in waiting first.
Is it a guru of anything in particular?
I don't really know. It doesn't really say. You can also be chief cheerleader, which I guess is a promotion from just cheerleader, or chief listener. These are all new titles in workplaces.
Wow.
Can you imagine, Jim? They're after giving me...
Chief listener, I'd be a shoe-in for that.
You would be, in fairness, yeah. Usually you have to, you already do it, don't you? Listen to the amount of crap that comes out of me every day. And you're me guru, to be fair. And cheerleader. My God, you're doing all of these things. We should put letters after your name.
How many years have we been here and we haven't had a promotion yet?
No, no.
What could I promote you to?
With a new title, like?
Yeah, what could you be chief of?
I would be lead manager of the spare microphone, maybe.
Yeah, that's very
line
good.
Manager of the spare microphone.
Chief sitter. Chief sitter would be good.
It kind of rhymes with something I'm not too happy about, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's
actually, you're right. I should call you chief talking sitter.
Chief talking sitter.
That actually sounds like some sort of throwback to you. Yeah. There's big chief talking sitter over there.
Imagine one of your, like, Jim's young lads now. Jim would be so embarrassed. What's your young lad doing now? What's Dan doing these days? If Jim had to turn around and go, he's the chief guru listening sitter for the new company there. Delighted with himself.
Wow.
Says he's been wanting to be the chief guru listening sitter for a long time. Always been the name.
You just make up whatever it is.
I guess you do.
So you can't give somebody a supervisor role or a head of team role or a manager role. So now they have to have something.
You have to have something else, a little bit extra, because of title inflation. So much like money, there's just not
and
enough to go
around.
And
that's what they've gone for. Chief listener, chief guru and chief cheerleader.
And in waiting and guru in waiting and all these things, yeah. I love that. Captain. I want to be captain of something in here.
Yeah.
Or Lieutenant Coffee or something. I think I could, you know, take on a new role.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm all for it. By the way, somebody just wants you to say guru again.
Guru. What's wrong with saying guru?
I don't know. I thought you said it fine, to be perfectly honest with you.
Why? Is it pronounced different? Guru. Is that how you say it?
No. Guru sounds like an animal or something.
Guru. How do you say guru?
Guru. Yeah, I would have said guru.
Guru? How do you say guru?
A guru.
A guru. Now I feel weird.
Well then, you can be chief sayer of guru for the rest of the day.
What's it? Peter got a new job, yeah? He's the guru. The Nova guru.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There you go, a few of the bits from during the week on Glory Days. Now, surely to God, right, I'm gonna finish where we started. Surely to God, this must be the last podcast we'll do before you do become...
It has to be.
...a dad.
It has to be.
Yeah.
We can't go another week, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim wants us holidays, for God's sake.
Yeah, I was going to say, is anybody thinking of me in this whole setup? It's just, I do feel a little bit left out, but then...
The best part was,
Cinderella.
When I was saying at the start of the month, it was there going like, Kelly was like, it's due, they're going to have to induce her at the start of the month. Jim was like, geez, that doesn't suit me at all. That does not suit me.
You see, the reason I'm curious as well is because I'm interested to see the transformation in you. I'm hoping there won't be.
I am afraid
that you're going to start coming in, you know, wearing cardigans and talking about kind of like, you know, I don't know, aren't kids great? And do you want to see pictures of my...
If I ever become that, honestly, take off my middle-aged cycling helmet that's slightly crooked and smash me head off the wall. And I'm even provision for violence.
Yeah.
Take off.
Because I am worried that day when you come in wearing comfortable shoes.
Birkenstocks.
And is that what?
I come in me Birkenstocks.
It scares me that you even know the name.
I'm noticing things I never noticed before.
Yeah.
I come in me Birkenstocks and socks.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids are cycling behind me. And me going, stay on the path, everybody. Be safe. Be safe. Yeah. I'll be like, come on, pull in now. You know, it'd be all that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then, you know, with the ill-fitting cycling helmet, it's always kind of crooked. The glasses tilted. Because it's all, you know these dads, this is my worst nightmare, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you'd start regaling me about
Has everybody got their water? Who's got their water? Kevin, why do you always forget your water? You know, this is
you're
now.
You're going to start telling me about, he's trying out for the local cricket side.
Yeah, Jim, I know everyone says this. I know it. I do. I know, but I really do think he's just a little bit ahead of the other children. I really do.
Because that is the other thing. I remember the late, great Jerry Ryan saying that about, you know, parents always have this thing, right?
Yeah.
Where they turn around and they're talking about their kids or whatever. They're saying, and it could be good or bad, they're talking about them. And they always manage to throw in the line. Now, he's very bright. And then they go on.
Do you know what I mean? Very bright.
So everybody's very bright. I think you'll find he's not that.
But you're going, just to put it out there.
At the moment, he's got a tin whistle up his nose.
Yeah. The average intelligence person can't manage their lives. And half of them are thicker than that. So there's no way we're all dodging that. You know.
Yeah. Until PJ walks in here wearing his cardigan and his Birkenstocks.
Thank you very much.
With his cycling helmet and his pants that are environmentally friendly.
Yeah. And saying things. Oh, so, God, sorry I'm late, Jim. I was up so late. Oh, my God. You just want to hear the very...
Yeah, because I felt it was important to tell them an ethically sourced bedtime story.
Did you know? It's unbelievable. Anyway, I was helping them with their homework, you know. So, sorry, Jim. Long night. Yeah. We have to make pirate hats. But you don't call them pirates anymore. They're called Seamen of the Dark Side. So, I have to do that.
Until then.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.